Wauwatosa residents had their first chance last night to view the latest iteration of a plan for the city's life sciences district and to comment on it, and plenty of people did. The district is 1,200 acres of land in the southwest part of Wauwatosa. Leaders say they want to use the property wisely while balancing traffic and quality of life. But what has been getting the most public attention is a small wooded parcel of the land within what's commonly known as the county grounds. The parcel is unofficially called Sanctuary Woods. WUWM environmental reporter Susan Bentz attended last night's hearing and is here to tell us about it. Hello there.
Good morning.
So, Susan, was Sanctuary Woods the focal point last night?
It certainly was, Annalise, all 22 acres of it.
Sketch out what the concern is. Why are people paying so much attention to that bit of land?
Well, picture the hub of activity surrounding Watertown Plank Road, the traffic and business, along with the medical complex, and then there's UWM's Innovation Campus, not to mention a new apartment complex. It has all swallowed up what for decades was green space, so that small parcel could feel like an oasis. Its tall canopy includes aspen and hawthorn trees, and wildlife biologists also reported plenty of life there, tree frogs and flying squirrels.
Wow. So does Sanctuary Woods disappear in the city's proposed plan?
It does not. The plan suggests a swap. A chunk of what's currently parkland west of Sanctuary Woods would become developable, and in turn the wooded area would be preserved. I had a chance to talk to Wauwatosa Mayor Kathy Eli before the open house began, and she says the plan increases parkland and reduces what would be built upon by about 27 acres.
It provides that balance, that compromise to have developable land, making sure that it is in an area that is not as, I would say, environmentally sensitive, and then realigning the boundaries of the county grounds park so that it included the ravine and woods area that we are hearing a great deal of concern about.
Eli says that despite the din social media has created, she believes most Wauwatosa residents are not up in arms about Sanctuary Woods and are satisfied the plan is good for the city.
Actually, when I go out in the community and talk with people, I've been surprised at how many people were unaware of this planning process. And when I explained to them what was going on, they were pretty comfortable with the fact that we were taking this planning process so seriously.
Yet that's not the impression you would have gotten from the crowd last night, Annalise.
So what did the residents have to say?
Well, for starters, there was a crowd, maybe 300 or so people, and 40-year Wauwatosa resident Alfred Anderson was first up when it came time for public comment.
How many people here by hands or stand up would want no or minimal development in that? Stand up. So this is my sample. The vast majority of 300 some people here want no or little development.
Lifelong Wauwatosa resident Joy Carol Sherrard says she used to run the county grounds and now she walks it. Sherrard calls the space both restorative and social.
It's an area where we can gather, where we can meet, where we can get to know each other, where our dogs can get to know each other. There's so little left. I live on 103rd and Wisconsin Avenue. I watch the business park go up. I walk through there every night. I look at the signs of all the buildings that are for rent. Why do we need more?
So, Susan, did you find people who liked what they saw in the Life Sciences District plan?
Dean Hoyce came closest to support. He's a member of a group called Wauwatosa for Good.
It's moving in the right direction. We still have concerns about the proposed high-density residential properties it has the potential to bring and how that would impact the natural areas. We are hopeful that the next iteration will take these and other concerns shared here tonight into account.
So does Wauwatosa plan to fine-tune the plan at this point?
Mayor Eli told me that comments gathered last night will be considered, but from the sounds of it, the motto is full steam ahead. Eli says she expects the plan to go forward to the Wauwatosa Plan Commission next month.
Thank you, Susan.
Thank you.
That's Susan Bentz, the environmental reporter here at WUWM.